He can't hear you! You guys are a lousy audience. Who else is around here? Hiya, babies! I just flew in from Slots Vegas, and boy, are my arms tight.
When did you learn to fly, Angelica?
Don't you dump babies know anything? That was a joke!
Oh!
Anyways, my mommy says I'm a bored chameleon. I find it out you can make big monies for telling jokes. I decided to be a stand-up chameleon when I grow up. Now, I'm gonna practice being funny some more, and you babies better laugh or else.
What did the ghost eat at his birthday party?
That's not the funny part. Oh.
Ice cream! You get it? Huh? Ice cream?
That was the funny part. So, I suppose you babies all know what you're gonna be when you're grown up.
I never think about it.
I don't know.
Me neither. Well, for peep's sake, what are you babies waiting for? You're already 1 year old.
Woo, beep, beep, beep.
And you, Chucky Finster. What? You're two. You're practically grown up. You gotta figure out what you're good at right away. If you wait much longer, all the good jobs will be gone, and you'll have to do something yucky.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's something that I'm good at. But let me see.
Well, Mr. 2 years old?
Gosh, I know there's a lot of jobs I'd be good at, but I just can't think of any right now.
Well, you better hurry up, Finster, because you don't got much time. Uncle Stu, Mr. Chucky's dad, want to hear a joke?
Gee, you guys, you heard Angelica. If I don't think of something I'm good at right away, I'm going to have to do something yucky.
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll help figure out a good job for you.
Ice cream. You get it? Huh? Ice cream?
Hey, I got an idea, Chucky. Why don't you be an ice cream man?
Hey, yeah! I'd be good at that. Ice cream man's get to drive a truck and ring it in a bell and wave it on the peoples.
An ice cream man gets to eat all the ice cream they want.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be when I'm grown up. An ice cream man! Okay, now you guys go play, and I'll ring my bell and drive by just like the real ice cream man.
Okay, Chucky.
Ice cream man would
hurry up! You gotta be patient, guys. Ice cream man's always drive real slow around the whole neighborhood before they get to your house.
Pretty soon, guys. I'm almost here.
Kids want.
I think I'll take chocolate ice cream.
I want the kind with marshmallows.
I want all the kinds.
I think I changed my mind.
Yeah. We're not hungry no more.
What's going on, little guy? Woo, we got a mess here, huh? Oh, that's okay. Let Daddy clean you up.
I make the very good ice cream man, you guys.
Don't worry, Chucky. I'm sure there's lots of other jobs you'd be good at.
Yeah. Oh, how about being a garbage man? Too stinky.
Firemen's?
Too hot.
Pity.
Hey, Chucky, maybe you could be a flower man. Flowers smell good and they make people happy.
Well, sure. I think I'd be good at that. Hi, mister. Hi, lady. What kind of flowers do you want?
What kinds does you got?
Well, we got the fuzzy kind. Okay, well, we don't got that kind. But we got other pretty stuffs. Gee,
I guess I'll take that.
I want one of those.
Oh, okay. But don't go away. Ouch.
What's the matter, Chucky? Oh, you got a boo-boo. Here, let Daddy kiss it and make it better. There. I'll be right over there if you need me. And stay away from the roses. We're probably allergic anyway.
Are you okay, Chucky?
I don't think I want to be a flower man. It's too dangerous.
Hey, Chucky, maybe you could try being a library man. I bet you'd be real good at that.
I don't know, Tommy.
Come on, Chucky. Libraries is fun. They got lots of tables to crawl under.
Yeah, and fun stuff stuck under the chairs.
Well, libraries
are nice and quiet, and books got lots of good pictures.
Look, horses!
Shh! You guys, you're supposed to be quiet when you're in the library.
Yeah, Lillian, stop talking so loud.
I wasn't talking loud, Philip.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I...
To be so loud, Chucky.
Yeah, don't you know you're in a library?
I like this one, Chucky.
Wow. I find it the best spook of all.
Let's see, Toby had the, okay, little book was, I can't read my writing.
Excuse me, guys. When do you think you'll be bringing back my books?
When we're done reading them, I guess.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait over here. That's long enough. I gotta get my books back. Gimme.
This
job stuff's just not working out, you guys. I'm just not good at anything.
Did you hear the one about the vampire nobody wanted to kiss? He had back breath.
Don't cry, Jill. Oh, it'll be okay.
Alex, like Chuck, has got things under control.
That's my Chucky. He's a bored daddy, aren't you, little guy?
Hi, Chucky.
Sorry the library job didn't turn out so good.
Oh, it's okay, guys. I finally figured out something I am good at. Now I know what I'm gonna be when I'm grown up.
What's that, Chucky?
A daddy! And you know what? I think that's the bestest job of all.
Ago, Noah got the word from heaven that there was going to be a great big flood. It was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. So Noah built for his family an ark. And he brought two of every kind of animal in the world onto the ark.
This whole ark. There's gonna be birdies, goldfish. Yeah. Okay, let's get this ark on the road.
So, it started to rain. And for 40 days and 40 nights, did it come down. But one day, the sun came out.
Hey, guys, we made it.
Oh, that's good, because it was getting kind of stinky in that ark.
Yeah, and I don't think it was the animals fed it.
Yeah.
And they all got off the ark to start a new world. So, Kindler, what did you think of that story?
That wasn't much of a boat ride. When my mommy and daddy took their big boat, they said they got to eat all the time and play scuffleboard.
Dad, could you listen to my teacher's association speech? I need to cut 3 minutes and I just don't know where.
Didila, I don't really know from speeches, all right? Why don't you ask Stu?
Oh, I did, but he suddenly decided to go jogging. Strange, he didn't even put on his shoes. Anyway, it'll just take a minute.
All right.
Hey, guys. Wasn't that a great story Grandpa Boris told?
The rain part was kind of scary. But I guess that Noah guy knowed what he was doing.
Are you kidding? He let spiders and skunks on the ark. If I was the boss, I'd do things all different.
Like what, Angelica?
Well, for one thing, I'd only bring the animals I like kitties and ponies. And nobody would get to drive the boat except me. And everybody would have to bring me cookies or else they're not getting on my boat. Because 40 days and 40 nights is a long time and I get hungry. And another thing...
It's a very nice speech, Didila. Now, if we're done, I would like to see a man about a goat.
Well, actually, we're not quite done, Dad. There's some charts and statistics I'd like to run by you.
So where did Stu run to? China?
There's a slight chance of rain today, but with the incoming high pressure system, it might sweep to the north.
Slight chance of rain.
The man on TV says it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, starting today.
Well, I guess we'll have to play inside.
Ooh, my daddy gives me hot chocolate when I have to stay inside.
Sometimes Mommy lets us wear our jammies all day.
And watch reptar videos.
Oh, weren't you babies paying attention? There's not gonna be no more hot chocolate or jammies or videos.
Well, why not, Angelica?
'Cause the whole world's gonna be underwater.
Oh, no! What are we gonna do, Angelica?
Angelica. I don't know how to swim.
Me neither.
Not without rubber weenies.
Oh, and I sink like a rock.
It is a problem.
I know. You could build a boat.
That's it, guys. We'll build an ark and take all the animals on it just like Noah. Come on, before it starts to rain.
Hold on. You babies need a boss. Someone older and smarter than you.
Well, I think Spike's older than me.
And he's probably smarter because he eats flies.
Forget that dumb dog. I'm talking about me. I'm older and smarter, and I know all about building arcs. Now follow me.
Maybe being underwater wouldn't be so bad.
We should be able to build a good ark with this stuff.
Good, good.
A mirror. Perfect.
This goes in my room on the ark.
Angelica, we was gonna use that for the steering wheel.
Tommy. That's why I'm the boss and you're the worker. 'Cause I'm always right.
What about the time you told us socks walked around after we went to bed?
Or that time you told us that if we bury candy, it'd grow into a candy tree.
Well, anyways, I'm right about this. So just do what I say.
Angelica, have you seen Grandpa Boris? When I looked up from my pie charts, he was gone.
Sorry, Aunt Didi. I've been too busy building a boat to save us from drowning when the big rains come.
Oh, what a good project. Well, maybe I'll call Betty. Oh, there must be someone who has the time to hear my whole speech.
Now you work hard while I go get some snacks, so I'll have something to eat on the boat ride.
Okay, babies, let's build an ark.
Okay, you guys, let's go in before it starts to rain.
Wait, Chucky, we're not building this ark just for us. We got to get two of all the animals like Noah did, remember?
Why do we got to get two?
Well, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's so they won't be as scared of the ark. Or maybe so they got someone to share with.
That's it, you guys. It must be so everybody has a friend. Now let's go get some aminals.
Come back, you guys. You're gonna get wet.
Sorry, guys, but I only need two.
Frog!
Good job, Chucky.
I don't have to sit near the frogs, do I?
Well, I think we got two of every amino in the whole backyard. Now we can go in.
But, Tommy, remember what your Grandpa Boris said? Everybody went on the ark two by two.
Yeah, doesn't there have to be two people, too?
You're right. Let's see. Phil, Mo, you can go first because you're two twins. Chucky, we can go next because we're two bestest friends.
What's the matter, Tommy?
What about Dill? There's only one of him.
Well, maybe Dill and Spike can go together. On account of that, they both sleep all the time.
Great idea. Thanks, Chucky.
Thank you, big head out of here.
My head is as big as yours.
Uh-oh. I think I stepped on an ant.
Oh, that's okay. I got some extras.
That was my feet! No.
Are we sailing yet?
No!
Pooping!
Good great.
Thanks for the cookies, Aunt Edie. Sorry about your speech being really long and boring.
What? You babies got on the ark without me? Sorry, Angelica, there's no more room.
We already had to let the snails out.
Well, push out some more animals and let me on. I'm the boss of this ark, remember?
But Angelica, you can't come on.
Why not?
Well, because, like you said, there's only one boss, and everybody gets to come on in twos.
Like
us.
But I just said that to be the boss. There can be two bosses. Tommy, you can be the boss with me. Just don't tell anybody.
Tommy, close the door. The rain's coming.
Angelica, we got to go.
Oh, you dumb babies. It's not even gonna rain. I made it all up.